Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM. David, that's on the radio dial. If you're near the college, LIU, the more the closer you are, I think the better reception you'll have. If you're not, you can listen to us at wcwp.org. You can stream us live. This show is archived as well. So if you miss it, if you miss any of the shows, it goes back how many years, Christina, now? Five? So we have all of our shows archived. So we were speaking with Susan Christie and Mindy Haar from New York. I don't want to get this with NYIT, NYICOM. The acronyms are just flying here like crazy. So we wanted to talk a little bit more with Susan and Mindy. And Mindy, we were talking just before we went to break. You were saying how the sodium levels have changed. So there's a lot of information. You could any day in the newspaper you could pick up the right age to have a mammography. Tomorrow it could be 40, yes. It could be 50.
Yes.
And with food.
Yes.
And the nutrients in food.
Yes.
And you know, what are the grams? What's the weight? What you know
right.
Can you kind of go over really
yes.
where we're at today?
Right. Well, one thing that should just kind of lower any stress about this, even though specific recommendations in terms of what is the exact number of grams or milligrams, the overriding message has not changed that much. In terms of optimal nutrition means getting the right amount of calories that your body needs. It means eating more whole grains, more legumes, lots of fruits and vegetables. Eating moderate amounts of fat, the right fats, and moderate amounts of sugar and fat. So that message has not changed dramatically. We may be improving what we put on food labels, or we now what I'm going to just talk about is the recommended amount of sodium, but it's not that, oh, we thought salt was okay and now we think it's bad. It's now we're moderating what should be a more exact upper level. So that's one thing. So in the case of sodium, a teaspoon of table salt has 2,300 milligrams of sodium. So that's just about one teaspoon of salt
has
2,300 milligrams of sodium, because table salt is sodium chloride.
Right.
So okay. The sodium, which can be problematic in excess, is what we are concerns about. So that's the most in a day. Now, what they've recently come out in the last year is that for those 51 and older, previously it was thought that for most of that population, 2,300 milligrams would be okay. But if you had high blood pressure or other conditions, you should eat less. And certainly for people younger than 51 who were diagnosed with high blood pressure, they should consume less. But in the last year, they have said pretty much everyone over 51 should keep it to just 1,500 milligrams of sodium in a day. Now, just to put that in perspective, a cup of onion soup, a commercial, you buy the mix, a cup of onion soup. One cup of onion soup has 1,200 milligrams of sodium just in the soup. And what's also confusing is that you then see boxes in the grocery store that says reduced sodium. Reduced sodium just means that it has 2/3 fewer grams of sodium than the conventional product. So a reduced sodium onion soup has 800 milligrams of sodium.
Wow.
So if you are concerned about sodium, if you see low sodium, then it's really low. Something labeled low sodium has fewer than 150 milligrams, but there is a distinction, you wouldn't think so, between reduced sodium and low sodium. Obviously, the best strategies are preparing as much as you of your own food,
yes.
because then
right.
you have control. When you go to a restaurant, they're making for a big crowd, and we know salt tastes good, and we're used to a salty taste.
Is there sodium like hidden in other seasonings like garlic powder? Because
no.
without salt,
yes.
really a lot of food loses
right.
flavor.
If you buy garlic powder, onion powder, and other herbs that enhance the taste without sodium, something that's increasing in popularity is turmeric,
right.
Which is a lot of health benefits, a lot of anti-cancer properties. For some people, it feels helpful in terms of arthritis. That's what all the curry dishes are made with. So enhancing how much of those herbs you use for seasoning can temper that desire for salt. But if you buy that, there's not salt in it unless it says, it has to say on the label right. that it's a combination of garlic powder and salt.
Right. Okay.
I do think that labeling is an issue, I think, when, you know, you go shopping, because like if I see reduced salt, I would say, oh, okay, this is good.
No, that's
and that's, I think it's a false, like, for a lot of people, for myself, when you just, you look, and they have it so nicely
yes.
written on the label, and you go right for that,
right.
you know, thinking you're doing the right thing.
I think
look, people should learn to read the labels on everything they pick up.
Right.
Yeah.
Bring a magnifying glass, because it's hard to
oh,
see.
Yes.
You really
that's
do.
True.
There's a lot of products that you get at home, and then when you kind of look closer, and you see it's small, and
right.
it's like, oh, that's a lot. Like, sometimes I get home, and I'm like, oh, that's a lot of sodium. No right. wonder it tastes so good.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's one place, as I mentioned, soup. But again, an idea for older adults is just preparing big pot of soup. Put all those great things that you like. You know, onions also add a lot of flavor. And then freeze them in containers
right.
if you have the space. And that way you just take one out and pop one in the microwave.
So what do you think, David? Are you going to start preparing some soup, you and Joan?
Well, it happens that we eat that kind of diet. I'm big on fruits and vegetables. Rarely eat red meat. Big on sardines at Trader Joe's.
Uh-huh.
Sardines. I mean, that's the way we eat.
Yeah.
I never use sugar.
Great. No, it sounds like, you
know. I never use added sugar.
Right.
It's a coffee, buck.
One of the questions I had, actually, someone just texted me and asked, what about cooking sprays? Are they, Trader Joe's has their own
yes.
brand,
yes.
so there's cooking sprays. What, is there a danger with cooking sprays?
Some of them are made with chemical propellants. Trader Joe's has an olive oil spray that
yes.
I believe does not have the same chemicals. I do have that in my hat. They have a canola spray and an olive oil
right.
spray.
And you can also get a spray
pump.
I know Pampered Chef has
yes.
this great
yes.
Spray bottle where
yes.
you could put your own olive
yes.
oil in and just kind of
yes.
use it as a spray. But there's
yes.
no calories in that.
Exactly.
And if you use a cast iron skillet, you can season it.
Season it, exactly.
It'll take
right.
you a while to season it, but...
That's great. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and with fat as well, you know, we do need some fat. Fat is the last nutrient to be digested, and that's why you feel satiated when you have some fat in your diet. So when people try to totally eliminate fat or eat yeah. very little, they just felt hungry all the time. But we want to make sure that the fat consumed are the healthier fats. Avocado.
Yeah, eliminate trans fats.
Trans fats, which is found in margarine and shortening. Basically, that's probably going to be completely banned from the food supply. But the healthier fats, nuts, avocado, some olive oil, all even almond butter, peanut
right.
butter are all the healthier.
Trader
fat.
Joe's almond butter is excellent.
Peanut butter.
Oh, yes.
Raw.
Yes, I know. I see
unsalted.
Where we all shop. We
apple
all like
butter,
to shop.
Too. You know, the
yes.
apple butter
yes.
without sugar.
Yes.
Just natural apple.
Yes.
That's what I have for breakfast every day, people out there,
great.
Just so you know.
Great.
Almond butter. They do have cashew butter, but it doesn't have as much protein as
mm-hmm.
almond butter.
Good
right.
old peanut butter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter is great.
Oh, yes.
Unless, you know, you're allergic, and then we want to kind of stay away from that. One of the other things I think happens, I don't know if this is something within your purview, but what I have found personally and also with my mother is like these, as we get a little bit older, we get more sensitive to food and allergies
yes,
and,
yeah.
you know, we become lactose intolerant
yes.
and you know, it's kind of scary.
Yes.
Because if you're someone who's never had a food allergy and all of a sudden you have something
right.
and your lip blows up or your, you know, your throat is kind of itchy or something, you know, it's kind of scary.
Yes. Yes. Any changes, because these are lifelong habits that you always have something for breakfast and lunch, and all of a sudden something changes, a sensitivity that
yeah.
can't be totally explained. But there are usually other foods that can still give you the same nutrients. So you mentioned a lactose intolerance. Calcium, we know, is the main nutrient we get from dairy products. So getting calcium fortified, almond milk, tofu, calcium
cashew milk, calcium fortified,
orange juice. And even sometimes people may have a sensitivity to lactose. There may be a threshold. So they can tolerate yogurt, but not milk. So experimenting and seeing what works.
Sadly, though, my allergy that came on about 4 or 5 years ago was to wine. So, I know. That was the, what a reaction. I know it's very sad, but, you know, there are other alcohols. If I want to have a drink, I can have. But there, it's definitely was a very strange experience. You know, never, I was never a big wine drinker, but out of nowhere a few years ago, I had a sip of wine and I experienced this crazy reaction. And I thought maybe it was just an anomaly.
Right.
And then I tried it again and the same exact thing happened. And it's just so bizarre. My son, one of my kids has allergies, so I'm kind of used to those reactions.
Yes.
But so as we get older, you know, and also I think allergies, food allergies also intensify if you have a food allergy as we get older.
Yeah, that's one area that it can sometimes defy logic.
Right.
In terms of it.
Yes.
Like you're supposed to grow out of that.
There's no explaining food allergy. The only way, trial and error, they can't test for it.
Well,
eat it. If you don't have a reaction, you're fine right now.
Yes.
I want to, just because we're coming down to the last minute and a half, I want to make sure that our listeners have a way of getting information from you. We'll put whatever we can on the website, and Christina and David and I will talk a little bit about your phone numbers, but why don't you both, again, give a way that our listeners can contact you? I know, Susan, you had given us the phone number. Why don't you give us the phone number again?
Yes, the Academic Health Care Center. The phone number there is 516-686-1300, and we're available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
And Mindy.
And my department, we don't have, we don't offer nutrition services in our clinic, but my role is educating the future nutritionists who will then go out and work. But anyone interested in our clinical nutrition graduate program, you can call 516-686-3803 or just look us up on the NYIT website.
You know, maybe we'll have you come and do a little in-service, too, to one of our senior groups.
Oh.
We have about 20 seconds left. I want to thank you both so much. There's never enough time. This information is really invaluable. And we have, you know, this great center where people can go and give that number a call. And Mindy, all this information was fantastic.
Great.
Thank you so much. I hope we have you back again.
You've been
listening to Project Independence and You at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. And we will be right back.